And Jagai and Madai started chasing after them. They ran away back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, basically I can understand that they will become liberated soon. So soon after that, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur approached Jagai and Madai again, but this time Jagai Madai got very angry and he smashed Lord Nityananda with a pot. And Lord Nityananda was bleeding. Lord Chaitanya was called and Lord Chaitanya came back with his Sudarshan Chakra ready to kill Jagai and Madai. Of course, Madai did not hit Lord Nityananda a second time because Jagai stopped him. And Lord Nityananda stopped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from killing Jagai and Madai. He said, Jagai actually protected me. And Lord Chaitanya said, okay, you can have pure love of God because you protected Nityananda. But Madai is going to go to hell. And then Lord Nityananda said, please forgive Madai too. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you apologize to Lord Nityananda, you can be forgiven. So Madai was forgiven. And they both became pure devotees. Pretty good. So that epitomizes the mercy, that shows the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, even though one time he was practically being attacked by a group of, let's say a group of Buddhists, is a story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having a philosophical discussion with some Buddhists. And generally at that time, Buddhism meant atheism. And he defeated them. They got so angry with him, they thought, we will ruin his reputation by feeding him untouchable food in the name of Mahapurushanam. So they brought out this plate of meat or something like that. And they told him, it's Mahapurushanam. But then, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a bird picked up that plate and dropped it on the head of the chief Buddhist monk. Knocked him unconscious. All the other Buddhists thought, he's going to die. So they went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they said, save him. And Lord Chaitanya said, okay, you got to chant your japa. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so, go to your chief Buddhist monk and chant to him. So Lord Chaitanya initiated them on the spot. And then they initiated their spiritual master, who was trying to hurt Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they all became great devotees of the Lord. So you see, this is so much compassion that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has. So this is the two basic lessons. Namaruchi, Jivadoya. So if we want to be devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we need to strive for these two qualities. To be compassionate and loving to all living entities. As stated in the Ustha Upanishad, Yastu Sarvani Bhutani Atmane Vanupashati Sarvabhuteshu Chatmanam Tato Navigyagupshate. That one who is actually spiritually conscious sees everyone as part and parcel of God. Everyone as brothers and sisters. Normally we have this skin disease, which means we see certain people as our relatives, certain people as our brothers and sisters. So either that's, you know, family skin disease, national skin disease, or speciesism, where we think we're human beings, we're better. Right? Speciesism. Where we think we're better than everyone else. So, Jivadoy means compassion to all of God's creatures. Actually, Srila Prabhupada showed this when he was in India, and there were many mosquitoes around. Nobody likes mosquitoes, right? They carry diseases. Everyone's heard of dengue? No? No, no one's heard of dengue. Anyway, so there were these mosquitoes, and one of them got inside Srila Prabhupada's mosquito net. Because in India, you sleep with a mosquito net. Because the mosquitoes, they're so ferocious, they will carry you off at night. Big mosquitoes, it's really bad. Here in Fiji, you have gentlemen mosquitoes, or ladies. But anyway, so there was one mosquito there, and Prabhupada's servant said, should I kill him? And Prabhupada said, no. Don't kill him. But then, when he started a fight, Prabhupada said, then you can kill him, he's attacked. So Prabhupada was showing his compassion. Another time there was a little bug on Prabhupada's flower garland. And Prabhupada told his devotee, just take the bug and put him outside, he's hungry. So in this way, this is Vaishnava quality. Akripa Sindhu Vyeva Cha. And that's coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So on this day of Gaur Purnima, we are praying that we can all develop and suggesting or preaching or whatever, asking you all to develop these two qualities to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namaruchi, by practicing every day the chanting of Hare Krishna, avoiding sinful activities, and more than anything else, associating with devotees. Because bhakti, as described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahmanda Brahmate Konna Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadibhai Bhakti Lata Beej, that the living entity, in order to achieve Krishna consciousness after wandering throughout all the different universes, gets the Bhakti Lata Beej by coming in contact with the pure devotee of the Lord. So this is the secret. This is the ultimate secret for Namaruchi. Ultimate secret is to associate with the pure devotee. Of course, we have His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, His books, His teachings, His movement, and His devotees here. So if we associate with them, the bhakti becomes implanted in our hearts, from their hearts. It's like a heart transplant. Because Krishna himself doesn't give bhakti. But Krishna's devotees, beginning with Radharani, they're able to implant this bhakti in our hearts. And that's also why Krishna took the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he could do this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees are here, please take association with them. Hear from them, Shushushro, Shadadanasya, Vasudeva Gata, Ruchi, Shan Mahat, Sevya, Vipra, Punyatirtha, Nishevanat. Hear from Krishna's devotees, and then your heart becomes cleansed, and you can get Namaruchi. Satam Rasangan, Mamavirya, Sambhado, Bhavati, Vritkarna. Rasayana Kata, the Joshana Dashu, Abhavarga Vartmani, Shraddha, Vithira, Bhakti, Anukramishati. By hearing in the association of devotees from pure devotees, Satam, about Krishna, in Krishna's heroic activities, Mamavirya, Sambhada. And then the Shraddha, one's heart becomes given to Krishna. Ratir, one gets a taste, Namaruchi. And then finally, Bhakti. So that is the goal of Krishna consciousness. So, thank you very much. So, we have a play now, or no? No play. What? Arti now. So is it time for Arti? The right time? Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.